Welcome back to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is all about revenge. It's gonna get juicy, and I am here with two people who love revenge, Arasha and Angela.
And Shane's mom!
What? Oh, no! We at Smosh have a history of revenge, of pranks and revenge.
Not me. Mm-hmm.
Done it a lot. Do you guys, are you the types to get revenge?
Ooh, revenge always sounds sweeter than it is, right?
Yeah.
Like you do it and you go, why did that not feel as what like I wanted it to feel?
Yeah, I feel like I'm somebody that like I feel anger so strongly sometimes, like rage can really take me over. But then if I act on it in any way, even just reacting, I then feel guilt that much stronger.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh God, I feel so bad.
But if someone cuts me off in the road, I don't have a problem beeping really loud.
I wouldn't say that's revenge.
That's that's really crazy.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard,
Angela. You shouldn't do that. That's wild.
Like revenge. Like if you're going to be mean to me on the road, I'm going to get a little crazy on the road too. Watch out.
This first title is very interesting.
Oh, I love it.
I planted bamboo that overrun my neighbor's property over a security light. The longer it's planned out,
Yeah.
You know I love a long con.
All
you
right,
do.
Here we go.
My girl loves the long con.
If I were to ever.
Yeah.
If I were.
About 4 years ago, I used to live in a nice homeowners association in a small town in Texas and enjoyed having only one neighbor over my backyard fence. The plot was about 2 acres, and the other side of the backyard butted up to a hayfield. The stars were beautiful at night because of virtually no light pollution. Until the neighbor decided to install an incredibly bright security light over their back porch, aimed right at my back patio and bedroom windows. I tried to ignore it at first and put shades in the bedroom, but out on the patio, it was like having a bright LED headlight in your face all night. I consulted the HOA about adding a privacy addition to my fence to increase its height, and they said no because it's already at the 8-foot max allowed height. They said there was nothing in the bylaws or whatever about bright lights, so there was nothing they could do. Diplomacy. So, I hated for this to be the thing where we finally had a formal greeting after 3 years of back porch waves, but I walked over and rang the doorbell with $20. I politely explained how the light was causing the aforementioned nuisance and asked if there was any way I could convince him to point the light down or in a different direction, and even offered to buy him a case of beer, the $20, out of goodwill and even a new motion-sensing light. He seemed nice and agreed to point it down, but after waiting a month, nothing changed. I went back to have another polite conversation, and he said he had changed his mind and was going to leave it on every night and leave it pointed as is. Petty revenge. Needless to say, I was a bit upset that diplomacy failed and started figuring out how to win. If the military taught me anything, there's always ways to adapt and overcome. So I started researching fast-growing plants to create big privacy walls and reading through the HOA bylaws and city-state ordinances about what I could or couldn't plant and if there were any repercussions for encroachment across the property line. I quickly discovered running bamboo. Despite being very invasive, would grow super fast to make the neighbor's house and light disappear from view, there was nothing on the HOA state city books to prevent me from planting it or cause legal recourse if it spread and grew on his side of the fence. Only thing he could do was cut anything that grew on his side of the line. So I pulled the trigger and planted a bunch of golden bamboo, which grows and spreads crazy fast in Texas and grows up to 20 feet tall. I didn't care if it took over the fence line because his house is 15 feet from the fence while mine was 50 yards away, so I planted a bunch right against the fence and only put root barrier on my side to prevent it spreading into my yard. Within 6 months, his house and light were gone from view, replaced by a pretty bamboo jungle row at the edge of my yard. Within 1 year, he complained it was growing into his yard via mailed letters. They went right into the trash with no response. He rang my doorbell once and I looked at him through the window, but just didn't answer the door. I unexpectedly sold the house and moved 2 years after planting for a career opportunity. It's been 2 years since I sold, and I just checked the property on Google Earth, and his entire backyard is bamboo. He freaking...
I love it.
He played God. He changed the environment of that
house. I am in full support of that story.
That's fucking awesome.
My gosh.
Yeah.
This isn't revengeful. This is resourceful.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is... I love that this person went back into the HOA and looked between the lines. The only thing that I'm like, is when he came, when the neighbor came to this person's house to be like, I have an issue. He did the same thing that he did to him.
Yeah, but he gave that guy an opportunity, I guess you could say. Like, yeah.
Definitely would have been an opportunity for ceasefire, I think. But at that point, I think he was already pissed. I think he did him wrong already. It wasn't just like, oh, I messed up and now he's getting revenge on him. Like, he deliberately, I think, took that money, agreed to point down.
I don't know if he took the money out of Will. I offered, it just said I offered, I even offered to buy him a case of beer of Goodwill. And a new, he never said whether he took it or not.
All right.
But if he took the beer, then yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna assume assume that he took the 20 and like, you know.
Yeah, just for our sake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
Look,
proud.
He broke zero laws. He's allowed to plant plants in his own yard. And the guy is in charge of his own yard. He probably could have is a lot of work, but he probably could have taken care of the bamboo. It seems like he's just letting it happen.
You know what? And I love, too, that he did so much research that he also was like, oh, and I can't have it spread onto my side of the yard. So he did enough detail to where it would just grow on the opposite side.
Yeah.
Brava.
Brava. Yeah.
No, he was Captain Planet over there.
Like, that is so funny.
Yeah. I'm feeling inspired.
It's crazy to me how fast bamboo grows.
And doesn't it have to grow really close together so the light doesn't seep through?
No, bamboo is like, it's tight-knit, and it's a lot of it. And I do think it's hard to get rid of because it's so sturdy.
That's awesome. Sick,
That's
dude.
Awesome. That is great.
The bamboo might grow around that man's house, and he might never be able to get out.
That's what we're hoping.
Hopefully.
but shout out Texas. Crazy things over there.
Some comments. As someone who has dealt with bamboo, this is almost nuclear revenge. OP responded, I haven't planted any since and probably never will. Someone said, the yard I bought had 3 unrestricted bamboo plants. It took me 2 years to get the shit out. I applaud your scheme. Wow. Someone said, I remember reading a Redditor post with the same floodlight issue, and they covered their windows with reflective mirror sheets.
Oh,
whoa,
that can't be cute.
I just can't believe people would point a light at someone's house.
Right, right. That's the thing that we got to dig into, too. What an asshole move of just like...
was his reasoning?
Taking like this like massive security measure, but then like deliberately pointing it toward your neighbor, which is making a situation much worse for them. And then when they come to your door and ask you, like he's not asking him to take it down. He's like, can you just point it down or in a different direction? And then he deliberately doesn't do that after agreeing.
I'm starting to get a little freaked out because my parents' house, their neighbor has a lot of bamboo, and what if my dad has a light? What if this is about my dad?
Well, this is in Texas.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if bamboo grows at the same pace here. Because Texas, I think, is very, like, humid and, like, or wherever they are. I mean, it might just be the right conditions.
Yeah. My dad has a bright light that goes on outside when he takes the trash out.
That's different.
But this is just like a light?
I think this
Maybe we can contact your parents' neighbors and give them some ideas.
So... One question I have is the neighbor did ask, or he asked the neighbor once and then resorted to this petty revenge. Do you think that's fine? Do you think another time?
Yeah, I would have personally had one more, like, hey, I thought we agreed. Just to give them the chance to be an outright asshole to me and be like, well, actually, no, didn't he? Because he had one where he was like, I changed my mind.
Oh, you're so right. He did go a second time. Never mind.
Yeah, and the guy was like, I changed my mind. And then great, well, I made up mine, and I'm going to get bamboo.
Yeah, I think with his type of revenge, I don't think that's a big deal. I think if he, like, broke a window or, like, lit his house on fire, I'd be like, you know what, ask a couple more times.
Yeah.
But with bamboo.
I love that it just took that so long to, like, grow and surround, and then eventually he moved out of the house, and he's just, like, still...
The fact that he left it there is crazy.
To see it,
that's commitment.
Yeah.
All right, next story. This one comes from Petty Revenge as well. Watching my housemate die inside. This happened in my second year of university in the UK circa 1998. Six of us shared a house with an even split of boys and girls. John was my best mate and was very shy and had no confidence with girls. He got on really well with the girls we lived with, Sarah in particular. When we moved in, Sarah had a boyfriend who thankfully after a few months she broke up as he was a dick. After this, Sarah and John grew closer and she would quite often sit and cuddle with him while watching TV, dance with him when we were out, and generally spent a lot of time with him. John was clueless about women and thought they were just besties, but it was clear to everyone that they were into each other. The important point to this story is John was still a virgin. Our other male housemate, Steve, was the opposite of John. He was a player. He had a girlfriend from school who was a few hours away at another university, so he'd regularly sleep with anyone that would have him. He also had a crush on Sarah and tried it on with her a few times and got rejected. Steve used to take the Mickey out of John for being a virgin. This different terminology is so funny. Yeah,
take the Mickey out on him.
Steve used to take the Mickey out of John for being a virgin.
He's
clearly making fun of John for being a virgin.
Sure.
Okay. That's universal in every language.
A note from our producer: take the Mickey out is apparently similar to taking the piss out of.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
At first, it was every so often, and then when John and Sarah were getting closer, he started to call him Virgin Boy in an attempt to belittle him. The rest of us told him to knock it off, but he persisted for a few weeks. Not long after, we'd got back from Christmas break, a few of us were in the living room after university, and Steve walked in and asked me and Virgin Boy if we'd like to order pizza for dinner. Sarah walked in from the kitchen and at that point walked over to John, sat on his knee, kissed him, looked over at Steve and said, "You can't call him that anymore. We had a great time this morning and he made me come several times." I doubt you've ever managed that with your tiny cock. Sarah said that. The rest of us sat there trying to stifle laughter. Steve went bright red, mumbled something and went to his room. Turned out, Sarah had made a move on John that morning. They both admitted to being into each other and had slept together. Sarah snapped when she heard Virgin Boy and decided she'd had enough of Steve.
Wow.
John and Sarah are still together, married with 3 kids.
Shut up!
Damn.
Wait, can you read what she said to him again?
She said...
it like her.
Yeah.
Okay. So she walks out after, you know, because... Steve tries to
take the Mickey out on him.
Yeah, Steve tries to take the Mickey out of John here, calls him Virgin Boy. Sarah walks out and she goes, "You can't call him that anymore. We had a great time this morning and he made me come several times. I doubt you've ever managed that with your tiny cock."
Oh my God, that really went so hard.
That's devastating. Dude, I mean, after that, John has to marry her.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Move on?
Do you think he made her come multiple times with his first time having sex?
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Of course.
I don't know. I just think, like, I think it's like, what else? I think she really, really liked him. At the very least, regardless of what actually happened, I think she was just like, I'm willing to go to bat for this dude.
No, I love that so much.
It's fucking awesome.
That's great.
Joke's on you. I made a move on him this morning.
Which is also kind of devastating because like that's crazy. Like he was into Sarah and for Sarah to be like, I'm
into him.
Into him. I made the move. Like
that
hurts a lot.
He deserved that. Like he was being insecure and he was like, "Oh, I can't get with this girl who I've been rejecting or who has rejected me. Let me make fun of somebody who she is clearly into." And then he deserved all the revenge.
Well, mind you, Steve has a girlfriend at another university. So he's just cheating on her all the time.
Fuck Steve!
They said that. They said at the beginning, they said, Steve was the opposite of John. He was a player. He had a girlfriend from school who was a few hours away at another university, so he'd regularly sleep with anyone that would have him. And he had a crush on Sarah and tried it on with her a few times and got rejected.
Oh.
So he's just a huge piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, trash.
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 It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Good, he deserved that.
That's like a movie level, like, and I mean, John didn't get revenge, but like Sarah got revenge for him.
Oh, but John got revenge.
Oh my God.
John
got revenge by just being a good guy.
If I was John and she said that, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, you heard what she said.
And then Sarah would be like, never mind.
Oh.
Like, 3 times.
I take back my orgasms.
Shit.
It didn't happen.
That never happened.
I take those back.
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
That's awesome.
That's fucking sick.
Wow.
Some comments. I was so scared that Steve would steal Sarah from John and make fun of him afterwards.
Yeah.
Glad I was wrong, and Sarah sounds like an awesome mate. Lucky for them to have found each other and such a wholesome ending. Someone said, fuck John, in this case. Someone said...
John did nothing to you.
John got fucked.
But he got fucked.
He got fucked.
Multiple times.
Someone said, the pettiest revenge is a life well lived. Damn, that's even... that. Unless Steve changed his ways and became a better person, you know, he's probably... To then see, like, oh, and then he's married and, like, happy, three kids.
Yeah.
Like, really... Damn.
Yeah. I hope Steve reaches out with an update on his own life.
Sarah's actually the hero of this.
We know Sarah's great.
I love Sarah. I don't love body shaming, but it was funny.
Oh yeah, she did say he has a tiny cock.
She didn't say he had a tiny cock.
She didn't need that part.
But it was like an icing on the cake. It was
I can tell you. I can tell you as a dude, that's not the part that bothered Steve. That's not the part at all.
Okay.
Like, I don't think so. It also sounds like she rejected him. I don't think they ever actually...
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I think what hurt her, what hurt him was just like, holy shit, like John...
Yeah.
Like, the girl that I have a crush on approached him, had sex with him, and is also now like standing up for him here, like really cares about him, like on a level beyond just sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which dudes will never say that matters to them.
Yeah.
But it does.
Oh.
He banged me home three times.
Like, deep down, like, that's deep down in his core where he doesn't even realize it hurts him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
His heart hurts.
Like, he hurts that, like, Sarah chose John.
That there's real care there.
Wow.
But he's not going to get that because he's being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right. But hopefully this is the moment when he...
Yeah. Hopefully his girlfriend...
Imagine...
Somebody needs to fucking tell his girlfriend that he's cheating on
her. Imagine, oh, yeah. I hope she
imagine
knows
being
now.
The other roommates being like, roommate meeting, we got to clean the kitchen more.
Yeah, there was a fourth roommate just eating cereal at that table. Like, damn.
Like,
fuck, dude. This is crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, next story. This one also comes from Petty Revenge. My half-sister wanted to show up in a wedding dress to my engagement party, so I changed the party theme so she would fit right in. Right off the bat, what?
Yeah, well, wait.
We've had several stories of people like wanting to show up in like extravagant dresses to weddings, and I was just like, it's not that hard to not.
Right. But that's just such a funny concept to me.
Not to wear like a wedding dress or like, you know.
Like upstaging.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once I had like a headband and it had a speck of white in it that I wore to a wedding, and I was like, take this off, I'm not the bride.
Yeah. No, it's important.
I do not get close to that at all.
Yeah.
And you're trying to be respectful. And you almost like, I am like the type, I don't want attention.
Yeah, me too.
In a situation like that. I'm like, I want to just be invisible back.
Right. Yeah. Just be a guest.
Okay. My half-sister, Heather, and I never really got along. We are both 24. My father left my mother for her mother, and we were born the same month, 20 days apart. It has always been weird. It doesn't help that Heather's mom hates me and my mom. By extension, Heather and I didn't have the best relationship. She has always tried to one-up me. Even though we both have a similar economic background, I can give examples of this, but for the sake of the word limit, I won't write them here. So now my fiance and I got engaged last month and had our engagement party this Saturday. We had planned it originally as a casual formal event. Nice dresses, but not... I am going to the Met Gala ball nice. More like, we are going to a good restaurant nice. Anyway, my cousin hits me up saying she has to show me something. It was the picture of the dress Heather was going to wear. This dress, Jesus Christ, it can only be described as opulent. It was long and white, strapless with sewn-in crystals and golden accents. I'm pretty sure it's a wedding dress, but I can't be 100% sure. Edit here. This is what the dress looked like approximately. It was a bit shorter and a bit less puffy. The rest is almost identical.
Please.
Look at that dress.
Shut my God.
Up. Yeah.
Shut the fuck
no
up.
No way you're wearing that.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's a princess right there.
I'm just like, I'm imagining just like seeing that being the upcoming bride.
That was legit Elsa.
Yeah. The whole train.
Yeah. That's legit a huge gown.
Yeah, that's friggin' Princess Diaries right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This made me really mad. So I decided, fuck that. I started texting people telling them that there had been a change of plans and that instead of casual formal, I decided to make a costume party. My mother's side is crazy for Halloween, so they were immediately on board. I told my father via text and asked for him to relay the message to Heather and her mother, knowing full well that he would forget or leave it to the last minute.
Uh-oh.
That's some intelligent revenge right there.
I'm already on board.
I love when it's like so clever where it's like, oh, I told my father, knowing he would forget.
Knowing my father would tell her at the last second, I told my father.
Okay, Saturday comes along, guests start showing up. Most of them are in costumes. Some didn't have time to get one. We just provided them with fun hats and cheap wigs. Heather, my dad, and her mother come like one hour late. As soon as she noticed that everyone was either wearing elaborate costumes or weird accessories and she didn't stand out, she lost it. Especially when my fiance came along and told her that her bride dress looked amazing for a cheap costume. She left crying, and her mother and my father told me that I was being childish, and I could have told Heather myself and not have asked my father. For those interested, my fiancé was dressed as Bubbles, and I was dressed as Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls. My mom and aunts went as ABBA. Other memorable costumes were Luffy and Zorro, Ian Malcolm, John Hammond, and Jesus. Wow. Well, she got her... It's always so funny when, like, because this happens a lot, where someone's like, I'm going to wear this fancy dress. And then when things, like, don't go their way, they fucking cry and throw a tantrum. And yeah. I'm like, so you're admitting kind of, like, that you are upset that you didn't steal the spotlight.
Yeah.
Like, you're upset that your evil plan didn't. You're not even, like, trying to hide that it was your evil plan.
No. Yeah. I think this was actually handled quite well, considering, like, this long time kind of feud between the two of them. I don't know that a conversation would have necessarily solved anything.
I'm a little surprised she invited her in the first place.
That's true.
Yeah, sounds like a family thing.
I mean, it's tough, right? With weddings and invitations with families, like it tends to be a little political in that way where you kind of have to invite certain people. I mean, you never have to, but you know what I mean. Like just to stay in good graces at least.
Right.
I'm kind of hung up on the person who came dressed as Jesus. I feel like that was pulling attention and it should be about the bride.
True.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you showed up as Jesus.
Right.
Like that's kind of hard
to
reconcile
that.
With.
Lots of revenge put on them, too.
Also showing up an hour late when, like, you're a relative.
Like we get it.
You're the parents.
Cool.
You're the parents. And, like, I'm like, you show up probably up when it starts. Maybe that's not as big of a deal, but I'm just like.
No, but it goes to show the character of that how they actually do not care about this wedding. So I think it's great to just be able to. It's not even, again, hardcore revenge. It's more just, like, a little gag. And I think that the best part about it is that the bride wasn't like, oh, my God, oh, no, no. She just was like, well, then let me just make this difference and it'll fix everything.
Yeah. Also, my worst nightmare is drawing attention to myself by either underdressing or overdressing.
Yeah.
Overdressing always freaks me out. Like, if I'm wearing heels, I will always ask a friend if they are also wearing heels.
Right.
Because I don't want to look like I tried too hard.
Yeah, you got to.
Could you imagine? Showing up in a fucking gown?
Well, see, that's the thing, too, is that, like, it's not even an unconscious effort there.
I almost think if they hadn't done the costume party, it would have been more embarrassing for her.
Yeah, she would have looked really dumb.
I'd have been like, you look insane. I'm like, you're not the bride-to-be
right.
And you're dressed like this.
But she could have maybe gotten away with it being like, I'm her half-sister, like, I'm supposed to be, like, a little more elegant.
I think it would be so embarrassing to wear a gown and no one else is wearing a gown.
Yeah.
I'd want to go home right away.
I know. No, overdressing is far more of a, well.
I would rather be overdressed than underdressed.
See, though. I'd rather be underdressed.
But can you imagine, like, being in, like, sweats surrounded by people in dresses as opposed to being in a dress with other people wearing jeans? Like, at least you just look a little higher scale.
See, here's the thing. I'd rather be disrespectful than ask for attention. And that's just me.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe that's a harsh take.
No, I don't think
I'm always
that's
scared.
You're allowed to wear what like.
But I am so scared of pulling attention from a bride or anything.
Sure. Yeah. And we're talking about weddings and like.
And birthdays and things like that where it's like, you don't want to like pull attention from who it's about.
Sure. For specific events catered toward highlighting another person, that might change it a little bit as well. Yeah, that's
it's tough. It's tough.
It's just not a good look for this sister-in-law.
It's disrespectful.
It's a tough line because when someone's having a formal event like an engagement party or a wedding and stuff, showing up dressed is also like a sign of respect of like, I'm dressing up for...
It is.
Because this is a big event. But I'm also... But it's tough because as a guy, it's kind of easy with like suits of like, okay, I know it's a different colored suit. And there's like formal, it's like I'm not wearing a tux. I get to wear like just a normal suit and that will be good enough.
Yeah.
So the code is actually like pretty standard for.
Yeah, no, it's hard with women because like, especially like black tie and casual wear or like party wear.
Cocktail
can be
dresses.
Like, it could be so hard to determine. Yeah. And also I feel like our generation has this weird stigma against like looking like you're trying too hard. And like, I think a lot of my friends and I are like, well, if we're going to something, it's like, I don't want to like be too much. Mm. You know what I mean? It's always like, I want to like be in theme.
Sure. But like, it has to appear effortless in a way. Yeah. I think there's lots of, whenever I'm buying a dress for a wedding, I think I always, there's like sections now that specifically wedding guest dresses. And that's always a safe way to go. And it's always like sending
Not wearing white is an easy way to start.
Yeah, and also
like
don't,
that's kind of like the easiest way.
Yeah. Don't wear white, don't have a veil.
And don't do
have
anything that like poofs significantly all the way to the ground.
Right, right. Like that's the thing, is if it's that obvious, it's clearly that you're trying to.
This is crazy.
The only person
crystals and gold.
Yeah, that's the only person I'll let pull focus sometimes is the mother of the bride when they're like clearly like really dressed up and it's like, okay, honey.
But it's always in like a different way.
Yeah, but this is too much.
It's a bunch of comments. Especially when my fiance came along and told her that her bride dress looked amazing for a cheap costume. So he's a keeper. Excellent petty revenge. 13,000 upvotes. That was devastating.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That's fun. But
it's like in Legally Blonde where she comes in as the bunny. That's really sad, though.
It's cringy
a little bit. Sad.
It's rough. But
that's another thing that I think flew under the radar with the story is them being like, well, you should have said something. You shouldn't have trusted this person to say something. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize the entire wedding is actually about informing you and keeping you in the know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine having like a sibling or any sort of relative of that nature where they're like your enemy.
Oh, it's not good.
I'd be like, cool, babe. You look like a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I
planted bamboo in your closet.
You look like the tooth fairy. Go have fun.
The sister-in-law walks in, everyone's on three, one, two, three. You look dumb as shit.
No, that's mean.
Some other comments. Wow, I can't get over how a 24-year-old left crying because she wasn't the center of attention at someone else's engagement party. And you aren't being childish. You asked your dad to do something that shouldn't have been difficult to do unless he has a brain injury. He's the childish one for blaming you for his inability to relay a simple message and for not babying the half-sister. Someone else said, my own sister had to get presents on my birthday or else she would ruin it. God. Someone else said, this reminds me of my ex-mother-in-law. She is worse than Karen all the time. Restaurants were embarrassing and shopping with her was awful. Her niece was getting married. For some reason, she bought a wedding dress. It happened to be the same as the bride. She finds this out well before the wedding. Did she return it? Of course not. She had the dress dyed peach. So embarrassing. I'm so glad to call her ex.
Oh, yeah. That's a color that'll always dye well. Peach.
Just narcissism of that, like, narcissistic traits of that level is just always kind of baffling to me, where I'm just like, you're just truly not aware. You're not aware of how kind of embarrassing it is, really, though. Like, they think they're the center of attention, that everyone loves them, but it's like, you're often the center of attention in a bad way.
Yeah. I think it's really tough, honestly, because you have to kind of evaluate, again, within family drama, any sort of, like, feuds or just, like, wherever it gets a little political in terms of like whether it's the parents or the siblings or whoever is like fighting inside of all that, I think it's easy sometimes to say, you know, like, oh, they suck and you should just not invite them, or they suck and you should just write them out. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's very difficult to manage and you can't so easily just be like, I'm done with them because they are family. So I think finding ways creatively to sort of coordinate and keep them around in a way sometimes might work better. I mean, this obviously had a bad reaction anyways, and she was upset and crying and probably led to more drama later, but at least it made, hopefully, for a smoother engagement party for the bride.
Yeah, well, it certainly is funny. And I think it also proves to her it is like a very bonding moment for her and her fiancé. Like, it's like, wow, they both were cool with changing it to a costume party, and her fiancé was so on board to also, like, jump in and...
Yeah, you work with what you got a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Damn.
That's wild.
Okay, next story. Charge them the same family rate they charged me. This is from Petty Revenge.
I love that title.
Yeah.
My child's daycare had a death in the family. It's a small family-owned place, so this affected all the employees. They sent out an email at like 3 a.m. I couldn't miss work as I had a very important day, so I scrambled to find a sitter just for that day. My stepbrother's girlfriend was basically the only person I know that doesn't work, so I called her. She says, sure, but I can only watch him for 6 hours, and I'll give you my family rate, so it will only be $200. I asked if she was serious. She assured me she was, and that this was her livelihood, and she takes it very seriously, that she was already offering me a family discount. Please note that it was not her livelihood. My stepbrother has a great job and is always paid for everything. He has tried to get her to do anything to earn money, but she refuses to work and believes he should support her fully, including daily Starbucks, hair, nails, designer stuff, etc. Please also note that I had done a lot for this girl. Just to help her out, the list is long. I agreed only because I would have lost my job had I not gone to work that day. I paid her $200, which she demanded upfront, to get to work for a little over 4 hours after factoring in the commute. Fast forward a couple of years. They have separated, they have a kid, and she is living for free in his dad's extra house and driving my dad's extra car for free. The ex pays all the bills and necessities. She finally breaks down and gets a job because he stopped paying for her hair, nails, etc. She has a day when her child care falls through and sends out the same request I did. Can anyone watch my kid? I have to go to work or I'll get fired. I told her I could absolutely do it, then charged her the same bogus price she charged me. I told her it was the family rate. She cussed me out. Edit, why would either of us get fired has been asked a ton. Here's why. I was scheduled to teach a seminar for about 400 people. This was extremely expensive to the company once you factor all the logistics of closing operations for a day, etc. If I would have canceled at the last minute, it would have cost them the same twice. Under normal circumstances, I can miss work for an emergency, but not during something like that. I'm a salary employee, so I usually work about 60 hours a week. Taking off after lunch or something isn't a big deal. It was just the magnitude of the event. She worked a job that anyone was qualified for and was on the chopping block for missing work all the time. Also note, she cussed me out when I tried to charge her the exact thing she charged me, so no, I wasn't just being cheap. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that's $200 for 6 hours. That's a hefty rate when it's like a family member.
But yeah.
I don't know. I'm out of territory here because I don't have kids.
Yeah.
So I'm not familiar. I only know that childcare is like ludicrous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to babysit a lot. I'm trying to think of like what I would charge.
I feel like I used to as well, and it definitely is like a good amount of money that you can make for a few hours, but I don't know about
that's pretty nuts.
For
yeah.
4 hours.
That's pretty insane, especially given the circumstances of it's a family member and it's an extreme emergency.
Right.
So she's like, it's kind of like a squeeze. It's kind of like, all right, like, I'm going to get, I know you're in a bind, so I can charge $200.
Right, exactly. That's where it feels a little manipulative, where it's like, yeah, I can get something from you because I know you need me, rather than like, that's what my rate is. But it's, again, it's a family member, so it's like, it's so tough because it feels like, you know, what we would probably do is something like, I can just do you a favor, you know, like helping somebody out. But of course, it makes sense if you're trying to work a job, if you're maybe not even that close, that you would charge them something. But I would definitely do a pretty easy, especially if it's 4 hours, that's a pretty easy day, hopefully.
So the thing that is in question for being fucked up is her taking her other, her taking her rate and throwing it back at her.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that to me, like, isn't that bad?
No.
I mean, it's revenge, but like, sometimes when someone's rate's high, you're paying for their experience, right?
But she's like, saying this is not something she does.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why
she's a little petty. She's saying she's kind of lying.
It definitely is petty. I mean, in my head, it's like, you know, the maybe right thing to do would be, you know, it's a couple years later. Hopefully you've let that go at this point, and you're able to be like, okay, let me help you out and let me not charge you a crazy amount, so that hopefully you can also see that you don't have to treat other people yeah. like that. And then hopefully she'd have that enlightening moment.
But she probably, but I think.
What might really happen?
Probably wouldn't.
I wonder if she was like, I think I would take the kid and then be like, yeah, just throw me something. Like and see what she would do. And be like,
yeah.
Like throw me something like I did for you that one time and see if she like gave it back or something.
She would, yeah. I mean, you just can't expect it.
No, you can't.
Like, right.
But it's just interesting to see that she held her to the same standard she did, and then that made her mad.
I know.
No, exactly. It's definitely wrong of the first woman who said,
yeah.
You know, charge
the girlfriend
me $200. Yeah. The girlfriend, yeah. I think it's definitely wrong on her part for what she did, especially for a family yeah. member. That was not cool. The revenge aspect of it, I'm sure it definitely felt good to be like, let me just get some sweet, sweet revenge. It wasn't about the money at that point. It was very clearly the principle of it. But you got to think about who's involved, who is all involved in it, right? Like, does the kid yeah. really need help that day? Because then how strong are you going to stay with your $200 as opposed to being like, all right, it's fine. Just give me this amount and let me watch your kid.
What I keep thinking about is if this lady had originally just offered, been like, hey, I'll do you a favor. Like, you're in a bind.
Yeah.
I know how tough it is. I'll watch your kid for today. Don't worry about it. Then it would have been expected when this bind came up that she would watch her kid.
Exactly.
Free. So in a way, it kind of just evened out.
Yeah.
She charged her $200 years ago. She's asking for the $200 back now that she's going to do the same thing for her.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's
just
asking
nothing happened.
Out that
yeah.
happened. That it was a favor in the first place.
That's exactly, yeah. Also,
it's kinda, it's, that is a way to view it.
There's different styles of revenge. Sometimes people like revenge when, like, you've done wrong by me, and then I'm going to do the right thing by you. By, like if she asks for 200, and then I'm like, you just need to throw me, like, 20 for
yeah.
the gas. And then that person feels like shit because they know that they overcharged, like, a year ago or whatever.
Yeah. What I ultimately think with all of this is just how shitty childcare is just in general.
Yeah,
like,
it's really rough.
Because I remember reading this in a business psychology class about some businesses having like childcare within their businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
having a childcare place on site and how beneficial it is.
Yeah.
Huge. It's like, okay, so your company is expecting you to do this huge thing for 400 people and like that your company can't pay for this. Like
yeah.
if you're bringing in this, if you're being this crucial for your company, I think your company can throw you some money
yeah.
to pay for childcare for the day. Like,
okay.
It's not that crazy of an ask in my eyes.
You know what, actually? This just unlocked a memory for me, and it has to do with revenge and childcare. I was babysitting in high school. I was babysitting this young girl who lived in my neighborhood, and it was like a single mom, I think, and she would just go out like on weeknights and whatever, so then I would just go and take care of her and make some easy money. But I remember then I stopped babysitting her, I think, when I was in like 10th grade or something. And she had reached out and she texted me and she said something like, hey, like, you know, the young girl was having like a school play or something. And she asked me to like donate for like the school's like theater department or something. And I was in 10th grade, right? Like I did not have any money. And I think it just kind of went over my head for a second where I just never responded. Cause
yeah,
again,
I
was in 10th grade. I was literally a high schooler. I was dealing with other stuff, but I remember seeing it and meaning to get back to it. It just had gotten lost for me. And then I remember like 2 years later, I had reached out to her. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I never responded to that message, but like, this is so funny. I'm seeing it as I'm writing to you and asking you to donate as well. Like my school is having, this like thing. Are you like, if you guys are able to stop by, like we would love for you to attend and like see this show. And she wrote back, like, I would have been happy to attend if you had given me any ounce of generosity, but not only will I not be attending, I will be writing a review and leaving some feedback for you on it.
See, that's That's some weird.
What?
And I was like,
you're a 10th grader.
I was in 10th grade. Well, at that point, I was a senior in high school. And I was like,
yeah, but you're a teenager. Like,
and also just like, I had written in the message, like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I hadn't seen that. I forgot to respond to that message or whatever. Like, it was very clear that I wasn't like trying to get revenge in any way. But I thought of that inside of all of this too, because intentionally you have to think about if people are just forgetting, or if they're doing something that doesn't actually make it personal, versus in this story, it clearly feels like a lot of communication was exchanged. I just feel like I remembered that story and I just got mad all over again.
Where that's weird.
But also, you were a kid, and she's getting revenge for you for just simply not. Like, that's fine. You're allowed to not respond.
No, it was really funny.
No, that lady's weird.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. And I wish I still had that message. Like, I remember showing my parents, and they were like, oh, you can never talk to her again. Like, she full on was like, I would have been happy if you had even shown a little bit of charity toward us. And I just was like, you're a mom.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You're a mom.
Crazy, right?
I relate to this with, like, dog care. I know it's not the same. But, like, there are friends that I'll take their dog, and it's really hard for me to charge my friends because I used to, like, do this a lot and, like, take care of dogs and, like, my company would, like, have a rate or whatever. But, like, with my dog and it's a friend, like, if I'm taking care of their dog, I just remember. I'm like, give my dog to them when I need it. You know what I mean? So, and then I don't charge them. And it's like you help each other out. But, like...
No, I feel extremely guilty. Like, I don't know how people can just, like, ask favors and not... And just be like, expect it and stuff. I'm like, no, I need to.
I will always.
People
call
are like,
an
no,
Uber
it's okay. No, I'm like, I need
airport.
To fucking pay you.
Yes,
or else I'm.
I'm the same way.
Or else it feels like you're constantly owing them in some way.
Yeah. Or I'll tell. Yeah. It's a hard game.
Yeah.
But that's weird.
That's weird, and that's weird.
Weird. It's weird
to remember that after years, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why,
like,
it's
let
like
it go.
This is also like 2 years ago, which is why in my
head she could have not responded to you,
right?
And it would have been fine, and that would have been an equal amount of if she doesn't need fucking revenge.
That's like the meme of like the message thread of the girl like being like, "Stop talking to me," and then the next message is, "Hey, girl, I'm working for Herbalife."
Yeah. That's the thing. You gotta move on a little bit. That's ultimately. I feel like I'm developing my take on petty revenge as we're going through these stories, and just having relived that story, it just feels like, is it really worth it at that point? Like, as a 10th grader, I would have given you like $5.
Oh my God.
You know?
Yeah. Jesus. All right. But there's a couple comments on this story. A friend was between apartments, so I let him stay at my place for a couple months. He asked what he should pay, and I said it was free, of course. A few years later, I was in a similar situation, and I lived at his place for a while. And when I asked how much I should pay, he said it was free, of course. Good friends are the best. Someone else said, LOL, fair's fair. Good of you to give her the family rate, considering she's ex-family now. Really? OP responded, kid is family, but I'd really be glad to not have to deal with her anymore for sure. The entitlement is strong with this one. Mm. This is a good example, though, of like, because that guy's comment is real of like, I don't know, sometimes when you do favors, sometimes you do get screwed over and people aren't going to return it, but you can't do favors expecting that.
100%.
But like, that kindness is what builds a network that like, as you go through, especially within your family, like that, have that trust is like, then, like, as you go throughout life, it's like, well, I know I can fall back on these people.
Yeah.
Because I know they can fall back on me.
And it's a good energy to put out in the world. Maybe if it doesn't come back from that person.
Right.
It is just putting out energy into your ether that, like, it's a giving thing. Of course, you don't want to, like, be, like, a wet blanket. But you do want to be giving in your life so that can come back.
I think that's a great... That's a great concept for kind of all of revenge to think about as well, is if you kind of have that peace... for yourself and security and stability in your own life, then if you do happen to get wronged in any sort of way, then hopefully you can at least be like, okay, I know I'm going to get something good coming to me, and hopefully they'll be able to learn their lesson at some point.
You have the peace of mind of just like, I'm not like that.
Yeah. I don't know why they did that, and it's a blessing of why I don't know why they did
that. All right, next story. This one is short, and I'll never admit to it in real life. To make a long story short, I once had the breakup from hell. We were together for a year, and then he dumped me out of the blue, screwed me out of some money, and I later found out there was another woman involved. It was even worse because I had no support network where we were living, so I also made the hard choice to quit my job with no backup and move back to my hometown. I lost everything. So I fooled around with his... Sorry, it caught me off guard. This is not petty revenge. This is beyond that.
Wait, what? What are you about to say?
So I fooled around with his dad.
Dad! I was worried Dean was dad!
I was worried it was dog.
I heard fooled around with his...
It ruined their father-son relationship, and he was pretty upset. His dad was fine with it because apparently this was a pattern of behavior with his son, and he was sick of it. He was actually the one who told his son, and he made sure to tell him in a really petty way. There, I finally told someone, it's okay if you judge me. I don't exactly feel great about it myself, but at least the sex with his dad was good.
Woo!
Oh. Is this John and Sarah or what?
God. Oof.
Bro!
That's...
I'm watching that movie.
That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. That's... I don't know why she put that in petty revenge.
That's wild.
That's pro revenge.
Is there anything else?
That's the end of that story.
The dad wanted to do that, to kick the son's behavior gone.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, I wonder where the son got his behavior from.
Right.
Like, okay.
All right.
A dad who's willing to sleep with his son's ex-girlfriend. That's...
She, like,
I'm judging him, too. I'm not...
Yeah, that's...
That's... insane.
Everyone in this story needs to take a shower.
Yeah.
And go on a walk.
There's just also, like, much better ways to actually get quote-unquote revenge. Like, you're not really winning there. Like, oh, okay, you slept with my dad.
I mean, she hasn't admitted it to anyone, but she did. I mean, she lost everything. Like, financially.
Yeah.
She had to move back home.
So,
like,
she's like,
all
nothing
this stuff.
Else.
I mean, look. Talk about a way to devastate him. I can't think of something that would probably ruin his life more.
Would that ruin you if an ex-girlfriend was like, I slept with your dad?
Yes.
I think everyone,
based on everyone's reactions in this room, I think we all agree.
I don't.
That's pretty rough.
No, it's rough. It's just like.
I really can't.
Arash is like, would it ruin you?
I just don't know if it would, like, necessarily. I don't know. Hold on.
No,
I need
because
to,
you're.
I don't want to think about it
no,
for me.
I don't want to think about it either.
There's a way to think
I'm
about it.
I'm thinking
about
it as a concept.
That. As a concept, I just need to get into that person's shoes for a second. Give me a minute.
But also imagine this. I mean, imagine your. Mom or dad comes to you and says, I slept with your ex.
Bro, you're such a red flag that I joined the picture.
That I slept with your ex. It's, look, you don't have to sit there and think about
I
this.
I do. I do.
I don't want to think about this anymore.
No, it's just,
that's
like, it sucks. It sucks, that's for sure. I'm just, like, I just, I don't know how much of, like, a ha-ha it is.
I'd be like, can't the dad do it?
Oh, it's not a ha-ha. It's a, you're destroyed.
Yeah, right. Like, so
I need to destroy you.
So it just, like, twisted a lot of things in your head.
Is basic communication just out the window these days? Could the dad just not be like, you're hurting people?
It's a reason why she's never admitting to it in real life.
Yeah.
She's only telling it here. Because, okay. Yeah, that's, no, there's nothing else to say.
But now she feels, like, awful about it too, right? Like,
She does feel bad about it.
Feeling, like, not great. I just feel
but
like
she
that's
said it was
not
also good sex.
But that, good sex, but, like, not a good post-clarity moment.
Sure.
You know? After the fact, you're over here being like, oh, I could never admit this. And it's kind of like, okay, well, then is that sweet revenge? Because you're not necessarily enjoying it, the temporary feeling of, like, gotcha, like that happened, but now you're ultimately the one living with a greater sense of resentment. Does that make sense to anybody? Or?
No, I get it.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, she just wants to blow his life up like he blew up hers.
My point is just that it feels like it's also hurting her, though.
I believe she wanted to do the act of sex with his dad for other reasons too. Like, if she just wanted to sleep with that person, that makes her less.
She just saw an opportunity and she's like, screw it. Like, I don't owe my ex anything.
Gotcha.
I think it would be a bad thing if she didn't want to sleep with him and made herself do that to hurt her ex.
Yeah, it was purely for the sake of revenge. But it sounds like she was willing to.
Yeah, it sounds like she enjoyed it.
It's like we've seen the plot before on TV, right? Of like hooking up with like maybe an ex's best friend or an ex's roommate, and then you get to be like, whatever, and I enjoyed it, and I don't owe you anything, and now I'm out. Versus like maybe sleeping with his dad, she's a little bit more of like, oh, why did I do that?
Look, it's extreme.
Like, yeah. Write a breakup song, girly.
I think we all can agree it's extreme.
Like, I don't know.
Regardless of her, like, I am judging the dad. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Despite him being sick of his son's behavior, I'm like, that's crazy you're willing to do that.
It's clear he must be a model for that.
I'm like, if you're, that's your son's ex, like, aren't you disgusted at all?
Yeah,
like,
for me, there are so many ways she can hurt him back.
The dad feels righteous in it too is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I judge the dad the most out of all these people.
Right.
And maybe I'm wrong for that. This is all a hypothetical.
I don't know
these people. You know, if I knew these people, maybe I would feel, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, that's just crazy. That's insane.
It is crazy.
Because it's like, if you're dating someone, man or woman, and they go, yeah, you know, my ex cheated on me and fucked me over royally, so I slept with their parent.
You would
take pause, probably.
I'd say it's so nice meeting you.
You probably would take pause.
Yeah, they're like, so how's your last relationship go? Why did it end?
I fucked their mom.
I did the lineage.
I think what's really tripping me up is like, it's really hard to... there's a lot going on within these revenge tales, because you're hearing first how somebody got screwed over.
Yeah.
And then you're hearing about how they screwed someone
over. It's hard.
Back. So you're trying to ultimately defend what happened to them, because it feels awful that this girl was at rock bottom. And so then it's almost like a preface of what you have before you hear the terrible thing that they did. I think that's where maybe I'm losing it for a second. There's
it's tough.
Like so much information.
It's tough. Well, that's that added context.
Gather.
But you're also missing so much of the specifics of the context. You're hearing
the dad hot.
You're hearing the general.
Such a good specific.
But I think that's on her end. I think that's valid if she was just like, you know what, that relationship's over. I want to hook up with people.
I'm into this man.
And this guy.
He's into me.
That's why I'm saying I judge him the most.
Yeah.
Because like for her, I'm like, you're out of that relationship.
He's not leaving being his dad. She's leaving being his girlfriend. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes. I still think if I had a friend and they were like, I have this opportunity to sleep with my ex's parent, I'd probably be like, you know what? Let's assess other options.
I'd be like, there's so much other safer toxic things to do.
Let's assess other things.
Yeah. But honestly, for the plot.
But
let's just get a Tumblr.
As a story that I am reading on my iPad.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Like, let's see what the comments are. I judge you as acceptable. Good for you. Bet you made his dad's day. Someone said, there was another woman on Reddit who fucked her asshole ex's best friend. She reported it ruined her ex's relationship with all his friends, as even though she only hooked up with one of them, her ex became obsessed with the thought she'd fucked around on him with most or all of his friends. So not only did he lose his best friend, he lost all his friends.
That's rough.
Beautifully petty. So, see, I don't view that as petty. What is the range of petty?
I know. No, that's
petty has to be kind of silly, like... This is pro revenge to me.
Petty can, I think, be ultimately very damaging, because I think the pettiness of it is like, oh, you didn't just heal and recover from that organically. You had to take an action that was ultimately really destructive.
Petty's like unfollowing someone on Instagram, like the Real Housewives.
I view petty as being, I guess,
so
I view
funny.
Petty as small.
Yeah, it's
and
small.
And I view fucking someone's dad
as big.
Sure.
All right. Well, look. There's a lot of feelings on that one. That one's crazy.
I feel for everyone involved.
No, I'm just glad that's not my life.
Yeah.
Hey, and what are Reddit stories if not for gratitude?
Yeah.
Okay. Final story here.
Okay.
And this one comes from Pro Revenge, and it got reposted on Nuclear Revenge.
I gotta scroll.
If fucking someone's dad isn't pro revenge,
oh no, what's
is.
Nuclear?
All right.
Threaten my friend with revenge porn, I'll ruin your whole damn life. Okay, that's valid.
Okay.
Someone's trying to commit a crime.
Yes.
I'm scared
go
already.
Batman on them.
Okay, sure.
All right, here we go. This is recent. This is posted recently.
I don't like it when they're recent. It feels too real.
They're all real.
I know they're all real.
Actually, are
the other one, that fucking the dad one was less than a couple weeks ago, as of reading.
It's so weird when they happen close to when the times we're talking about.
I know.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to think every Reddit story happened in 2005.
Honestly, there is safety in that.
Okay, I get that.
like
that was the before times.
Yeah.
Okay.
BC.
Yeah.
Threaten my friend with revenge porn, I'll ruin your whole damn life. My very good friend made some slightly dumb mistakes and sent some pictures to someone that she reasonably thought she could trust, but not knowing much more than his first name, his screen name, and roughly where he lived and the type of work he did. He is not in our country, but had indicated that he would be traveling for work to near us shortly, and they had made some plans to meet. And when she got some red flags and backed out, the dude threatened to publish these pictures online. I am incidentally an attorney. So, some searching later and gathering up any pictures he sent her of him that could possibly identify him, his online handle led me to a TikTok page, which led me to an Instagram page which his name with his name on it. That led to a LinkedIn page with his place of work that matched a picture he sent with a branded polo he was wearing. Some more searching got me the email of the CEO, VP of HR, operations manager, and public relations manager. I just fired off an email on behalf of my client of the screenshots of him threatening revenge porn, snippets of the conversation showing that username while he sent that exact picture of him, wearing his company's branded apparel, links to how I know it's him, along with pictures he sent her of his motorcycle with the license plate showing as further proof it is him. I also included screenshots of him discussing a workplace incident that were timestamped, along with pieces of dialogue discussing how he had sex with an ex at his place of work and discussing plans to have sex with her in his office as well. I also included a picture he sent her showing his work laptop with his entire Outlook calendar, along with proprietary information, which he sent to prove he was busy, along with other pictures he took of his workplace with non-consenting employees. I further informed his employer that I will be forwarding all this information to their local law enforcement, and since he had indicated that he would be traveling to the United States soon, we'll also forward this to the local office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation as, since my client is a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil, these threats constituted a federal crime. So should they continue with his employment and continue with their plans to send him to the United States for work, I will ensure on behalf of my client that the federal law enforcement is waiting for him on arrival, which I will do as one of the assistant U.S. attorneys for the region is a law school buddy of mine.
Wow.
Since I have his license plate number, I know where he lives and will be contacting his local authorities tomorrow. You dumb motherfucker thinking you were hiding around anonymity, thinking you could threaten my friend. It took me 45 minutes to destroy your life. Also, I fucked your dad.
That was so good. That was sick, dude.
That is amazing. I actually have no notes on that. Woo! You guys know my best friend, Hallie. She is actually like a detective with that stuff too. Like she is able to, she can just hear a conversation like and get some details. And then she'll go and dig into like state records and like find people and find like everything that's involved with them. And this entire time it just felt like she was telling me a story. She's often doing that stuff.
No, don't fuck with attorneys.
No.
This doesn't feel like revenge. This feels like holding someone accountable to their actions.
Yeah, she's...
This feels like someone breaking the law.
No, this is justice.
Yeah.
She's backing her friend up.
It's actually, you're right. It's not revenge. It's he committed a crime.
This is what happens when he will now be
held accountable for said crime.
Yeah. And he and everyone else who tries to do that should be scared.
Yes, exactly. Because all the other stories we're talking about with revenge, it's like, okay, these are like faux pas. Like, don't wear that type of dress to this party. Like, hey, man, don't point your light at my house. Like, those... And the revenge, I think, has been fair.
Yeah.
But this is like...
When you do something against the law, it isn't revenge that the law holds you accountable to that law. It's like...
Yeah.
It's just what happens when you do that.
She handled it beautifully, but it certainly isn't revenge.
Some comments here. I feel like you win 2024. Legit revenge. Check. Person's life now super fucked. Check. Done in record time. Also check. Someone said pro bono revenge. Then someone said technically he destroyed his life. He was just stupid enough to believe that he had any kind of anonymity and crossed paths with exactly the wrong person.
Yeah, this person just had the resources to hold them accountable for what he did.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite is like... because I will say, like, with the internet and how you could be, like, so, like, mysterious and you could have burner accounts and say comments, it is like, so cool when someone's like, I could find that account or I could find that person or whatever. I mean, it's not cool. Sometimes it's scary, but it is, like, you can't be invisible and hurt people.
No.
Without it coming back at you.
And that friend that friend is probably feeling so lucky and protected and safe because I just would feel so scared when it comes to that stuff. So to have somebody who was like, God, there is no need to be scared. I got your back. Like, great.
Yeah.
Great. Take care of it, please.
Update.
Ah!
He's in jail.
Update. I killed him.
And I fucked his
My favorite was my buddy's the U.S. attorney.
I fucked his dad.
Update, his dad got fucked.
Funeral. Okay.
Update, I tried bamboo instead.
If we grow bamboo here now, it will make its way to him. All right. Barely 12 hours later. Before I get into the update, though, I want to clarify a few things from my original post.
Okay.
All right, fine. Primarily about the contact to the employer and why. Some questioned its truthfulness. While the entire story is true, some details were omitted for various reasons. There was more I had in our possession that did positively identify this individual. So would a lawyer contact his employer, like some stated would not be done? Depends. I did not do what I did on behalf of a client who retained me. I did it as a friend to help a friend. And as her friend, who is also a labor and employment law attorney, I knew exactly how to squeeze this. And here's the thing. I was absolutely aware from the onset that the revenge porn threat would go nowhere with his employer, even if I could clearly lay out how the person with this screen name was in fact this person who works at this company. All we had are screenshots. If it was just the revenge porn threat, any employer would go, well, thank you for bringing it to our attention, but even if we accept our employee uses this screen name and we neither confirm nor deny anyone of that name works here, we have no provenance on this. This is just an alleged screenshot of an alleged conversation that could be easily edited and manipulated. Please feel free to pursue this with local authorities and rest assured, should we be asked to, we will cooperate fully with any law enforcement inquiry, but we have no further comment at this time. And I know that's what they would say because that's exactly what I would say. An alleged screenshot of an alleged conversation that was allegedly sent under an alleged username that is allegedly one of our employees. Whatever, dude, call the cops if you're worried about it. We'll answer them honestly if they come to us. The issue wasn't the revenge porn threat. It was a picture of the contents of the work laptop. Because that can't be faked. There's no way for her or me to create a false image of the actual proprietary information on his work computer unless he sent it. There's no way for me or her to have possession of images taken of his coworkers without their consent unless he sent them. The proof here wasn't that this person broke the law. It's that he sent pictures of company employees and property, which would absolutely be verifiable by their IT department, that yes, this is absolutely his laptop. That's what would get him fired. So I advise my friend not to block him, to sit back and wait and not respond to anything but let him dig himself deeper.
Ooh.
And respond, he did. Second quick update. He's been fired. So with now definitive proof that the individual in the online conversation is in fact this person, we'll forward it all to the local authorities in his country, along with his license plate number. They're more than capable of getting his home address. Well, so he's been fired, and it sounds like he'll probably be charged with something.
Case closed.
Yeah. She got him.
Now nuclear.
They just got to find his dad.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow. I think I learned a lot from that last story, actually. I didn't know any of that stuff.
Holy shit. Man.
It was so many allegedly.
So many alleged.
She's a chosen.
Yeah.
Easy. I hacked into his company's mainframe. And
easy. I found a picture of his motorcycle.
Oh, the license plate. Got it.
A lot of legends today.
Yeah, man.
That was crazy.
Damn.
Wow.
I want attorney friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I have are comedian friends. You guys just make me laugh. But what if you guys, like, hunted someone down who did me wrong?
I think I can do more.
I think Arasha, I think out of all of us, Arasha is capable of that.
Yeah, that's so true.
I could do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I hope.
Well, I hope none of us are ever in a situation where we need to take revenge.
No, yeah.
Or any of these. I hope none of us have a porch light pointed at our places.
Wow.
It's funny to just get revenge on somebody even if they haven't done anything to you.
That's the scariest thing you've ever said.
Join us next week.
Well, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
This was delightful. And thank you all for watching. Let us know what other subreddits or themes you'd like us to see. Would you like to see more revenge? Some more pro revenge? Some nuclear revenge? Let us know. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Don't fuck your friend's dad.
Or do, if they're tall.
Don't.